This is Pastor Sonya Williams with your motivational medicine to help you kickstart your week. I know it's easy to spiral into a cycle of hopelessness when the storms of life set in. It's easy to doubt when the circumstantial evidence surrounding you points to failure. But in those daunting times, there are two words that can shift the course of your destiny and resurrect a seemingly dead situation. And those two words are, but God. Ephesians 2:4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, loved us. I dare you today to use the but God disclaimer against any mountain and watch it be removed. Use it against any storm and watch the storm be still. Instead of placing a period at the end of your horror story, place the interjection, but God, and allow God to rewrite your ending. This is Pastor Sonya with your motivational moment to kickstart your week. Have a blessed and prosperous day.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room. It's got my name on it.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
We're back with Wolf Radio right here on WAMRDB, the Woman's Station. Joining us now is actually Dr. Hornbuckle Preston of, as we can see in the back, Loving Family Chiropractic. How are you doing this evening, Doctor?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I felt it only right that I get a chance to be able to speak to you since we are in your facility. And I just wanted to ask you just a few questions about what you do here and, mm-hmm. you know, allow the people to be able to get to meet you as well.
Sounds good.
So can you tell me about some of the services that you offer here?
So do you know anything at all about chiropractic?
I know that if I have a pain in my neck or back that I would usually go to see a chiropractor and usually they help to
Okay. So I have been a chiropractor now for almost 13 years.
Okay.
I love what I do, and I get to do a lot with people without medication, and that's what makes it good for me.
Okay.
So most people do come to see chiropractors because they are either having some type of neck or back pain. But chiropractic is so much more than just taking back pain. So we, other people don't really realize until they start going that it's good for other things like headaches,
okay.
or sinus issues, or knees and shoulders, and you know, numbness and tingling in different areas. So chiropractic is for so many different things. Generally, what happens is when a person is misaligned, the big word that is called subluxation. If a person is misaligned within the spine, it'll eventually put pressure on the nerves for the spinal cord.
Okay.
And that pressure causes us to have the symptoms that we feel. And so my job as a chiropractor is to feel the spine and figure out which of the bones for the spine aren't lined up like they need to be and get them corrected. And we do that through what's called an adjustment. So, so you have chiropractic. The base of chiropractic is the adjustment.
Okay.
We have other therapies that we do along with the adjustment to help everything hold better. So, for instance, if you have been complaining of lower back pain for weeks, it's probably not going to be as effective if you come in one time and then never come back because the body has had time to be misaligned for a while and think that it's okay. So we have to go through kind of a retraining process. So we do the adjustment, and then I teach you specific stretching and strengthening exercises to help the muscles do what they need to do on their end. We also use electrical muscle stimulation to help increase the blood flow to the area and help the muscles do what they need to do as well. So we do some supplements because the body as a whole has to function as a whole. And I can't look at one piece and not the whole.
Okay. What are some things that our viewers via Facebook Live or our listeners can actually do at home to kind of, how can I say this? Try to not
treat. I haven't seen me so often.
I was going to say treat themselves, but even that, in a sense, you know, I'm not ever saying diagnose yourself, listeners, in no way, shape, or form. But, you know, things that we can be more conscious of, you know.
So the things that the people at home can do so they don't have to see me as often, that's really what you want to say, and that's okay. So I am really, really, really heavy, and I hone in very, very much so on posture.
Okay.
Posture is one of the things on a daily basis that we fail to keep. We sit up nice and straight at the beginning of the day, but give us 45 minutes, an hour in, and we slouch. 2 hours, 3 hours in, shoulders round. 4.5 hours, 5 hours in, head sitting in front of your body. Okay, and if you do this constantly as your work day for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year, do you know what your posture looks like?
I can imagine.
Okay, and so those things set you up to have to see me more often. So if you can better take care of yourself on a regular basis for the things that you have to do regularly as your job, then it'll be better for you, so you won't have to see me as often. So posture is one of the things that I work heavily with.
Okay.
So just making sure that you are sitting up properly. One of the other things that we work on is making sure that everybody is doing stretching every day. Not, you know, you're going to go and walk 3 days a week. It's good to definitely stretch when you're going to do that, but don't make it just during that time. We need to be stretching every day. I don't know if you have any animals, dogs in particular.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so have you ever paid attention to when a dog gets, if they've been laying down for any length of time, the first thing they're going to do is stretch.
Uh-huh.
We need to be doing that exact same thing, because our bodies, they settle and they get into bad positions. And if we don't help it, they get stuck in those bad positions.
Okay.
So stretching is key, and posture is the other.
And I have to say I agree with you, not to be wrong, but, you know. But I have to say I agree with you, because in my profession, I'm claims processor. Before that, I was in call center. So I was in a desk all day, and I was this, and then I was this, and then in the position where I'm transitioning from, we had the opportunity to raise our desk, but then I was this. So I definitely understand what you mean. And so one of the things I would try to do and tell myself is that I would park on the opposite side of the building, because my stretch would come from walking from the car all the way to my desk. Although I would still end up like this and like this. So I definitely understand that. And the stretching is something I definitely want to incorporate. Any particular type of stretches?
Well, depending on your positioning, what I tell people is whatever position that you're in the longest, you want to spend the rest of your day undoing what you did to yourself during the day. So if you're sitting mostly,
uh-huh.
Standing is the other position that you need to be in. So if you have a desk job, we already said that, you know, the rounded shoulders and the head in front of the body is one thing that follows. So we have to make sure that we are rolling the shoulders backwards from the head back up on top of the body. Head rotations are really good. Then there's some other lower back stretching, which will be better shown, you know, for them to actually come in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When I was viewing your website, I saw that there were some products that you also sell.
So, you know, there are tons and tons of different pillows on the market.
Uh-huh.
And one in particular that I do sell, it's a Tri-Core pillow. And I don't know what shape that might be. But there's a shape in the middle of the pillow that if you're laying on your back, you lay your head in the pillow. And then there's a raised section just for your neck. So when you do lay down on your back, it puts you into the proper position.
Okay,
so if you lay on your side, there are raised edges, and you roll over to your side, and you lay on that side, and it still levels you out. So it, once again, it comes back to posture. So this is the actual pillow. And so if you are going to sleep on your side, one of these sides is what you will come and turn and sleep on. And if you're sleeping on your back, you sleep in your head in here and then roll for your neck. And it makes sure that you're lined up. Because, once again, we talked about posture.
Uh-huh.
So even when you're sleeping, posture is still important, because it's a position that you're in for long periods of time.
And speaking of sleeping, that would also kind of go into, we see those commercials about mattresses and things like that. Those play a factor, in your opinion, as well?
They do. I don't necessarily promote one over another mattress. However, whatever I tell people is, whenever you're going to pick a mattress, go and act like you're actually about to go to bed.
Okay.
And lay on it for at least 20 minutes to figure out if your body is conforming to the mattress, or is the mattress conforming to you. If your mattress is conforming to you, you're in a good position. Because every curve that you have when you lay down, the mattress should come to it, and there should be no gap.
Okay.
So, in other sometimes you know you can lay on the wrong mattress, and you'll have dips in the middle, and the mattress won't meet you there. So the mattress needs to physically meet your body so you have the support you need while you sleep.
Okay. For the products that you sell, mm-hmm. aside from coming into the office, can they be purchased online through your website?
Not really. The way everything is set up right now, not really. They can call, and we could do, you know, over the phone.
Okay.
But not necessarily through the website yet, because I like to give instruction and tell them why they need to do what they need to do so they can really figure it out and make sure they're doing it properly.
Which makes sense, because yeah. even if they're buying the product, if you're not using it the right way, you can still cause yourself
mm-hmm.
to have to come in here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes perfect sense. What would you give? What kind of advice would you give a young lady that may want to go into the field of chiropractic?
Stay prayed up. This is not a profession for punks. I cannot express that enough. This is the truest form of a hustle around. You have to have real, real backbone to be in this profession, because it is very hard. I'm a female in a Caucasian male profession.
Okay.
So you have to know who your target audience is. You have to know who your other chiropractors are around you, and you have to surround yourself with plenty of people who love you and support you. So you'll have that support system going forward, because it's extremely hard. And I would imagine that most entrepreneurial jobs are, but this one is the one I know about.
Understood.
And yeah, it's not for punk.
Gotcha.
Not for punk. So stay prayed up. And if you really, really want to do it, go and shadow somebody. And get your feet wet and make sure it's what you want to do, because you can't come in half-hearted. It won't last. You will not last, and you'll be in $200,000 worth of debt and debt. That's it.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
What are your thoughts on today's topic? What's in a name?
I thought back to my childhood when y'all were talking about what's in a name, and you were asking about when we let those things go.
Uh-huh.
So one of my nicknames was, and I'm actually gonna say it. So my first name is Elbony.
Uh-huh.
So like elbow knee. So elbow was a nickname growing up through high school, and I carried it from high school to undergrad, and even today, if somebody from undergrad sees me, I guarantee they don't know my real name. So after I went into chiropractic school or started chiropractic school, that's when I started physically telling people that, you know, what my true name was. And I guess then was because, as Jessica was saying, it's a growing up process, and you aren't that little girl anymore, and you have all these extra responsibilities, and I can't be Dr. Elbow. I'm not a... I'm not an orthopedist. I'm a chiropractor. So, So that was mainly when I let my name go. But yeah, you're right. Everything is in the name, and we cannot let people call us out of that.
And that's why, especially like when I walked in the office, mm-hmm. I wanted to ensure that I actually, you know, pronounced your full name,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Humboldt. We'll erase that. Yeah. Warren Preston, you know, I wanted to address your full name so that way I showed the due respect that you are, you know, because you worked hard for those titles, you know what I mean? So I wanted to make sure that I acknowledged that. I thank you for your thoughts.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You know, I appreciate you allowing us to be able to do this right here in your office.
Mm-hmm.
If you could provide the website and the phone number for the office.
Okay, so we are, again, Loving Care Family Chiropractic, and the address is 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, 30083. Phone number is 678-884-3778, 678-884-3778, and the website is www.lovingcarechiropractic.com.
and the Facebook page. It's on there. It's Loving Care Chiropractic. Yeah, on Facebook as well. I'm sorry. I had to think. I was like, I know I looked it up, and I know I liked it, which you can do
and
too.
And I responded.
Yeah, which you can do too. You can like the page and be able to have all that same information, her office hours and things like that. And, you know, should you ever need or feel you need to be able to see a chiropractor, or if you ever just want to have a consultation, you know, you can always
have questions.
Give her a call, or, you know, she has a contact us section on her website. Mm-hmm. And so you can actually fill that out and somebody from your office would respond.
Mm-hmm. Usually it's me.
Okay.
Yeah.
See? First class service.
All the way.
The doctor actually answers for you. It's not an advice nurse or anything like that from some of these places that we know about. So once again, I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's his face.
Our lives and souls today.